Hey. What's up, everyone? I'm Frankly Frankie, and this is More Bad Handwriting Season 2. Oh my goodness, what a blessing and honor to be able to start a podcast free and clear with conversations from everyday people that is unscripted and similar to the things that we think about or we have experienced in our lives. Stick around, and we'll jump into our first segment of the year. Or the season of a More Bad Handwriting. Welcome back, everyone. So for our opener for this season, season 2 of More Bad Handwriting, I wanted to talk about how we manifest things into our lives, good or bad. So I want to dive into this conversation and give a little insight on some of the things that have happened to me over the past year that I manifested into my life over the past few years, maybe about 7 years of me speaking things into existence and learning that we have power in our tongue. No matter what we say or we speak over our lives, it shall show up in our lives. And I don't want to sound churchy or anything like that. But I will say we can speak positive and negative things into our lives. So let's get into this conversation. So for the past couple of years, especially last year, 2021, a lot of positive things have been showing up in my life. And it's not by happenstance. And it has been a learning experience. Now, before that, I didn't realize that some of the negative things that were showing up in my life were stemming from the things that I was speaking into my life. And I know me saying this will open the door opportunity for some of my loved ones and friends to give me reminders to stick to it or stick to the plan of what I'm speaking here on this conversation. And I hope that this conversation encourages you to speak life over your situations or over your future regarding the things that you want to manifest in your life. So prior to last year, I really wanted my own home. I was tired of renting. I live in South Florida where it is like ridiculously expensive to live here. So I was just like, man, you know, I'm in this apartment. And at the time I was living with my significant other. But when he moved out and our relationship ended, I wanted to get into my own place even the more. So I started redecorating the apartment and saying, you know, God, I speak life over my house, my finances, my house to have this in it. And I started buying the things that I wanted to be in my house, like the couch that I wanted. The lighting that I wanted, specific paintings or wall decor that I wanted to have in my house. And my favorite colors over the years, if you ask my friends and loved ones, would tell you purple. But that stems from when I was younger. But lately, you know, or over the past few years, starting in like 2019 after the breakup and into 2020, 2021, I started like really liking gray, and I'm like, man, and every picture that I put on social media, I kept saying no gray areas, no gray areas. And these were black and white photos because I enjoy taking photos that are candid or even posed that show some sort of emotion of happiness or, you know, this, you know, savvy look about me or my loved ones or scenery. I've always loved black and white photos. So on all of my photos, starting with my 40th birthday photos, I will put a little hashtag at the bottom that said no gray areas. And when I was speaking that into my life or posting that hashtag on my photos or posting it in conversations I was having, I was saying, God, no gray area do I want in the purchasing of my own home or the next move in my life? Because prior to that, I would say, you know, I want this, I want to be healthier, or, but this is this and this is that. and I was creating gray space in my life that wasn't good, wasn't bad, wasn't negative, wasn't positive. It was just. And so with my home, I kept saying, God, no gray areas, no gray areas. Even in the relationships that I was building or friendships that I was building, hashtag no gray area. And so when I started shopping for a home, you know, I would go and I would tell, you know, my realtor that I want my own grass that I can walk outside with and put my feet into the grass or water my plants, or, you know, I want my own. And I would love to like see it on water, you know, but every place that I went to, I was just like, man, this is not it. And that same note would come to mind, no gray area, reminding me not to settle in the mediocre, the thing that is not aligned with what I want. And I didn't necessarily know what I want, if I wanted upstairs, downstairs. I just knew that I wanted my own grass and I wanted to be by water. So wanting my own grass, wanting water, I went on these searches for places. And mind you, I put in several different contracts on different homes, but none of them really felt like home. And so I gave up on my search and was just like, you know what? I'm just going to stay in this apartment another year until I see or feel like one of these places are my own. And I kept on saying, God, please just let it show up in my life. And when I would go to sleep at night or I would pray and close my eyes, I would always still see gray. And I'm like, oh, you know, gray is not a bad color. Gray and pink and gray and yellow go together. Like, I would like really think about this color gray, like heavily. And I started praying, God, like whatever the walls look like in my house, I want them to look like this. I want ceilings to look like this. And then I started seeing stairs and I was like, God, if I have stairs in my house, I want them to be black. I want them to be, you know, cascading, but not the spirally kind that look creepy going up into the ceiling. And I'm like, stairs, two bedroom house. So I started looking for, you know, places with two bedrooms. And then I started thinking about my mom's health and her hip replacements. And I was like, yeah, I don't really want to have a two-story anything. I want my mom to be able to come to my home. So I started looking for one levels. And then I kept getting the reminder, like, God, let me go down this spiral for a while of just creating gray. And I just, you know, at some point I said, you're doing it again. You need to get back out here and look for your place, your ground, your grass, that lake that you wanted or waterfront that you wanted. And I can't forget the night that I actually got up in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock. My neighbor was driving me nuts downstairs. And I was like, God, I manifest my house into my life. I'm going to open this app and I'm going to find the house that I want. And I did, actually. And I went to see the house and it felt like home. It was beautiful. It was on a lake. It had stairs. They weren't black, but the walls were gray. And I went to see another property after that. And I actually put a contract on that home. Not one wall in that house was gray. Not any stairs. It needed some upgrades. But because it was a one level and my mom would have access, I settled. Lo and behold, they accepted my contract, but contingently, I was like number 4 in line for approval. So I was like, you know what? I want to go back to that other house. So my realtor was like, I said, hey, we can go. We can set it back up. And I said, you know what? No, let's go ahead and put a contract on it. And she opened the app. And lo and behold, the price on that home had dropped substantially. And I'm like, yeah, no, let's go ahead and put a contract in and see, God, please let this be my house, Lord. It felt like home. It looked like home. It smelled like home. And within 2-3 hours, the seller actually approved my contract. And I was just like, oh my God, I would drive by the house, like stalk the house. And now, you know, I live in this house and I look around and it's always a reminder to have no gray areas, because in my home, all of the walls are gray. So I say this to you and all of the listeners who will be listening in the future. There is power in what you speak. And Create no gray space. Tell God what you want and he will act upon it. Think what you want and he will act upon it, black or white, positive or negative. There is power in what you say, so manifest good. Thank you for listening to this episode of More Bad Handwriting, and we'll see you soon. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in to this segment of More Bad Handwriting. I'm Frankly Frankie. I hope that you took something valuable away from that conversation we just had about manifesting it in our lives. And I hope that you see how powerful it is to know that you hold the tools to your future in your words, in your actions, and in your thoughts. And you can manifest it, good or bad. So I'll be looking for those new things that pop up in your life and how you manifested it. I want to hear those, you know, stories or testimonies. Tune in next episode where we sit down with my girls Mo and A from Something Social, and we'll talk about dating. If you would be interested in being a guest on More Bad Handwriting, please feel free to let me know. Inbox us on our IG, which is More Bad Handwriting. I'll see you guys around. Take care.